For the past few years, the Wyoming Humanities Council has put on a series of events called Ignite, where locals gave short multimedia presentations, like TED Talks. This year, the council is kicking off another series of presentations in Cheyenne, Casper, and Laramie, with a name change and a shift in focus to storytelling. Jason Burge joined me to talk about some of these changes.
Ignites were actually created for art, engineering, design, a lot like TED. They were more tech savvy. And what we found was we wanted people to tell a little bit more in-depth stories. So we've added a whole 2 minutes. So instead of being 5 minutes, they're now 7-minute presentations, the same amount of multimedia and whatnot at 20 slides. But yeah, we just lengthen them.
As for the content of this first one, Insight Legends, we're going to have jackalopes, ghost towns, Catholic saints. Tell me a little bit about the theme that ties these all together, legends.
It just comes from Cheyenne's motto, the live the legend thing. We wanted to just see what the thinkers in the state would actually take with that theme of legends and interpret it as. And yeah, we've gotten some strange ones. A wrestling coach named Charles Fournier over in Cheyenne is doing one about burying Catholic saints and what that actually means to, when it comes to spirituality. So the interpretations have been very broad in theme. Like, very few people are being like, this is a legendary figure, or this is a legendary story. We've got a couple of those, but it's a nice mix.
You do have quite a lineup. You have authors Samuel Western and Nina McConnickley, Bob Budd, who's the chairman of Frontier Days and executive director of the Wyoming Wildlife and Natural Resources Trust. You have Wyoming's first Native American legislator, Affy Ellis. You have teachers, photographers, motivational speakers. How did you think to bring all these different people together?
It's always interesting. Like in Laramie, we put out a call for these because it's built up enough now. People know what the event is. In Cheyenne, we use our networks, and the only question I really asked anybody, because I've put up a bunch of feelers, and I was like, who are your best storytellers? Who are people who have something to say? And a lot of these people were who were brought to us. We really wanted it to be on them. How do you interpret the idea of legend in Wyoming? And they did a pretty knockout job.
And can you talk a little bit about the format? You said these are 7-minute stories?
Our little catchphrase for them is just, you have 7 minutes, what's your story? The presenters write basically in kind of like 45-word blocks, and each block goes along with an image that just is supposed to be an echo or a way to help tell the narrative. But they're fun. It's amazing to watch people like working on them until the last minute because it's a hard format. And that's a lot of the fun of it, watching people stay on task, watching them hopefully get through unscathed. But more than anything, share something that they feel is an important idea in a very short amount of time. They've got 7 minutes. I hope a lot of people out there have 7 minutes to come listen to a few of them.
The Wyoming Humanities Council seems to be trying to spark discussion in a lot of its events or following them. So what kind of a discussion do you hope these stories and presentations lead to?
Hopefully civil discussion, first of all. Not too many of the topics are something that people could have a knockdown drag out over. But when it comes down to it, we'll be talking about spiritualism. We'll be talking about religious beliefs. We'll be talking about the history of coal in the state. We'll be talking about the restrictions put on Native American education whenever we were trying to do erasure. So, yeah, with 8 speakers, hopefully there are a lot of questions that people take with them and keep thinking about. My favorite thing is when people keep researching something with a program that we put on. If we can put one seed in there that they can grow a thought from and start conversations in their daily lives, that's what we're all about, and that's what we hope to do with this program as well. And with an added bonus, Jalon Crossland's going to be playing music at it, and if you haven't ever heard him, he's just straight-up legendary when it comes to playing.
Appropriate for the theme, Insight Legends.
Absolutely.
There will be more Insight events around the state. Insight Legends in Cheyenne is just the first of them. What is going to be happening there?
Well, basically, this is for this new programmatic line, this is a partnership between Wyoming Humanities and the University of Wyoming Creative Writing Program. And basically, it's a story. We're sharing storytelling throughout the state. We've got 2 other events so far lined up for this year. The first is at the Casper College Humanities Festival on February 25th, and then one on April 12th here in Laramie. But mainly we just want people to tell stories, come together as a community, have a few laughs, and leave with something a little bit deeper on their minds.
Will those other events have different themes?
Yes. The February one is going to be on identity, to be in conjunction with the theme of the Humanities Festival up in Casper. And then Laramie's is going to be on the theme of abominable/indomitable snow persons. So however people can interpret that, whether it's stories about mountain men or famous climbers or explorers or just people in their lives who do not give up or people in their lives who we really wish would give up. either way, we hope that it's a really fun evening.
Jason Burge talking about the Insight Legends event. He is the Eastern Wyoming Regional Director for the Wyoming Humanities Council. Thanks so much, Jason.
Thank you for having us.